The Gemara Masechta Yuma Dav Vav Mebeis teaches us the machlokes of Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes. Actually, as we will learn later in the Masechta, it's actually machlokes Tanoim, machlokes Rav Shimon and Rav Yehuda as well. Itmar Tumas Hames, if the Kohen or his Tumas Hames in the Beis Hamikdash, Rav Nachman Mahutri Betzibur, it's completely mutter to bring a carbon under those circumstances. Rav Sheshes Amar D'chuyu B'tzibur. Rav Sheshes' opinion is that it's D'chuyu. And the Gemara, in qualifying this machleika, says, Heiched Ike Temeim U'tahirim Bahu Beis Av. If they're both Kohanim and Duatame and Tahor and that Beis Av, which we know that the Kohanim were divided into 24 Mishmaris, and then each Mishmar was divided into Bati Av, and every day of the week a different Beis Av did the Avodah. So says the Gemara, Heich de'ika Temeim and Tahirim behi Beis Av, if you have Temeim and Tahirim both available in that Beis Av, says the Gemara, Kulam le'pligi de Tahirim Avdi, everybody agrees that you should choose the Tahirim to do the Avoida, or Temeim Loyavdi. Not allowed Temeim to do the Avoida. Ki pligi, when is there a machloikus, says the Gemara, between Rav Nachman and Rav Sheshes? In a situation, Ledure ulesuya Tahirim based Avachrina. If we need to bring Tahirim from a different base Av. Rav Nachman's opinion is Heter he betzibur, it's completely mutter v'lahedrinim, and we don't look for people from another base Av. V'sheish yisomer d'chuya he betzibur, it's d'chuya u'madrinim, and therefore we look for kahanim from her different base Av. The Rambam paskins the tumma d'chuya betzibur. A machloikis, how far to go with that? If, for example, we have a machloikis curious safer in the Shalom Eishif, what would be the halacha example that we're learning in our Gemara, where we have tahirim available to be mak of the carbon, and they use tameim? So the curious safer says that even though we paskin Rav Sheshes tuma d'chuyu b'tzibur, still it is d'chuyu. And therefore, under those circumstances, we can, the Kohen who brought the carbon, even though he was Tamei when he brought the Tamei, the carbon, he would not be Chayiv Misa. The Shalom Eishev is much stricter. And the Shalom Eishev's opinion is that since we hold Tumah, the Chuyu B'tzibur, we have to do everything in our ability to try to find a Kohen who is not. We have to do everything in our ability to find a Kohen who's not Tamei. And if it was possible to find such a Kohen, and we used a Tamedigah Kohen when we could have used a Taredigah Kohen, the Tamedigah Kohen who did the Avoida is Chayiv Misa. And perhaps that Machloikis is really based on another Machloikis, which is actually a Machloikis Rishonim, in understanding this Gemara. This Gemara speaks about a case that we just spoke about a case where everybody from this base Av is Tamei. Do you have to go look for another base Av? So Rashi seems to learn that if in this base Av everybody's Tamei, but as we said earlier in our shir, the Kohanim were divided into Mishmaris, and in this Mishmar we have Kohanim that are Tahor. That's why we should look for other Kohanim. But we don't have to go so far to look for Kohanim from another Mishmar. That's Rashi's opinion. Rambam is even more machmer. The Rambam says that even if in the entire Mishmar is Tamei, says the Rambam, so bring different Kohanim from another Mishmar. Again, perhaps the Machloikis Rashi and Rambam is how do we learn Pshat and Tumah Dechulin B'Tzibur? Rashi obviously is of the opinion that even though, of course, Tumah Dechulin B'Tzibur, but it's not a situation to the degree that it's completely disqualified. As the Kiryas Sefer said, a Kayan Tomei that did the Avodah, even though there's a Kayan whose Torah available, would not be Chayim Misa. The Rambam is much stricter, because the Rambam's opinion is that we have to do everything in our ability to avoid using a Kayan that's Tomei. And including in doing that is if I don't have a Kayan in this Mishmer, then go to the Kahanim of another Mishmer. So this question of how far do we have to go to do a mitzvah right, the Shus Yaakov and Chelek Aleph Simen Lamed Aleph was asked a question regarding somebody that was brought a Dalaminim on Sukkos, kosher Dalaminim, but if he'll wait a while, he'll be able to get even more kosher, more mehudadiga dalaminim. What should he do? Should he take what he has, zrizim of dim lamitzvahs, or should he wait for the better one? So he says, a raya from our Gemara, he says, the Gemara says, and we learned this Gemara many times, Amar Yehuda, chaviva mitzvah b'shata. That we should do a carbon, as we should do a mitzvah as soon as possible to do the mitzvah. But then he says, and therefore take what you have immediately. But then he says that may not be a compelling raya. Why may it not be a compelling raya? Because when is there a din that we should do the mitzvah immediately? Only in a situation where I'm not quite certain if by waiting I'm going to accomplish anything. So then, do the mitzvah at least now, and you have at least reason magdim and lemitzvah. But if it's a situation, he says, where we are certain that you're going to get nice dalaminim, there you should wait for the nice dalaminim. And he says a very nice svara. He says, because what's the whole point of Zrizim Magdim LaMitzvahs? Because I want to show how important mitzvahs are to me, how I treat the mitzvahs properly. So he says, just like I show that by doing the mitzvah as soon as I can, I also make the same point by waiting for the nicer Dalaminim. And he brings a raya from our Gemara. Because we just learned in our Gemara that in a situation where you have Tameim and Tahayim in the same base Av, the Gemara said, everybody agrees that we should use the Tameim. The Tahirim, of course. When is there Machlaikis? When we have to bring from a different base Av. Rav Nachman says, don't bother. Rav Shesha says, you do. Now, what do we see? Let's think about this. I have the Kahanim available here. Presumably, he's saying that on the day that this base Av did the Avoid in the base of Migdash, another base Av wasn't there in the base of Middush. They really had no reason to be in the base of Middush that day. They weren't going to be called on to do the Avodah. So what do we have here, a situation? We could take this Kohen, who is, so to speak, not the best, because he's Tomei, albeit we have Tumah Dechulin B'Tzibur, or we could wait and bring a Kohen who's completely Tahor. And the Gemara is saying, according to Rav Sheshes, go bring the better Kohen. So we see that whenever you could do the mitzvah in a perfect way, that's better. And that's why he talked to Paskins, that in such a situation, you should wait to get the nice Dalaminim. Again, if you're certain that they're coming anyway, because it's always better to do a mitzvah min ha-mufcha. Rav Yitzchak Zilberstein also brings down this tshuva from the Shvus Yaakov. And he wants to connect it to another shaila. The shaila is regarding Kiddush Levana. We know the minig ha'olam is that people typically do Kiddush Levana on Motzoi Shabbos? And the question is, what's better to do, Kiddush Levana on Motzoi Shabbos, or waiting for Kiddush Levana on Motzoi Shabbos may take time. So preferably, you could already do Kiddush Levana earlier in the week. Do it earlier in the week. So he says that that question is very connected to our question. He said, but that, and therefore, just like there, the Mishnah Berurah Paskins do the Kiddush Levana earlier in the week. Here too, we should do the mitzvah of Dalminim immediately. What are we going to do with the Raya of the Shfus Yaakov from our Gemara that clearly indicates we should, that our Gemara clearly indicates we should wait for the Targum Koyin, even though it's going to cause some delay? He says we can't compare Dalam Minim to the question of our Gemara. Because in the question of the Dalam Minim, we had Kosher Dalam Minim. The entire issue was that I could wait for better Dalam Minim. And if I could wait for better Dalam Minim, so I don't have to, because the Dalam Minim I have now are kosher 100%. Whereas, he says, a Kohen who's Tameh, and this really goes back to the way we began the Shir, he says a Kohen that's Tameh is completely possible. So you can't compare Dalam Minim that are not as nice to nicer Dalam Minim versus a Tameh Kohen versus a Torah Kohen. Dalam Minim that are not as nice but are kosher, 100% kosher. So I've had to do the mitzvah right away. A Kohen whose pogrom is a Kohen whose Tameh is something that you want to avoid. So perhaps this issue is very much connected to how we learn, going back to the beginning of our Shir, Machloikis Rashi and Rambam, and Machloikis Kiryas Seif and the Shalomashif. If we learn like the Rambam, and we said that's the way the Shalomashif learns as well, that if you hold Tumah D'Chuyah B'Tzibur, it's really something very, very b'diavad, and not really kosher. And that's why, as long as says the Rambam, you can find any Kohen, take that Kohen. So therefore you can't compare the two cases. Whereas if you learn like Rashi, that you only have to look for Kahanim and that Mishmer. You learn like the Kiryas Sefer, that if you did use the Tumah D'Chuyah Kohen, it's not the end of the world, and you won't, that Kohen won't be Chayim Misa. They'll agree with the Shvus Yaakov, that just like in our Gemara, even though you could have done it with the Tumah D'Chuyah Kohen, we look for the Torah D'Chuyah Kohen. So too, even though you could have taken the Dalam Minim that are kosher, but if you have better Dalam Minim, wait, and you know that they're coming, wait for the better Dalam Minim.